Now, 2022, 2021, 2020, they've been difficult years for all of us. However, years like this have pushed many of us to look back at other challenging times, maybe get a bit of perspective, and that's always important. Now, earlier this month, there was a viral video on TikTok about the year 536. A volcanic eruption off the coast of Tonga plunged parts of the world into an 18-month darkness, resulting in freezing temperatures and famine. Now, to chat about this year, 536, is Dr. Miles Pattenden, Senior Research Fellow in Medieval and Early Modern Studies at the Australian Catholic College. Dr. Miles Pattenden, thank you so much for joining me here on 2SER.
Good morning, Steph. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, cheers. Now, which period of history are we talking about with 536? Place us in a bit of a time and a bit of a context, please, to start.
Well, we're talking about a period of history that used to be called the European Dark Ages. It's just after the fall of the Roman Empire in Europe. And it's a time when historians don't know a lot about this time. And in a way, that makes sense, because if it was a time of great catastrophe, that would explain why people weren't writing things down in the way that they did earlier in ancient history, or indeed later in the Middle Ages.
Mm. Now, let's get into it. Tell us about 536. I mean, I've done a bit of reading about it, and I've listened to a podcast recently about this year as well. Consensus is that this is one of the worst, if not the worst, year on record. What happened, and what did the world look like?
Well, what we think happened is that there was between one and three large volcanic eruptions which occurred within a period of about 5 to 10 years. We don't know exactly where they were, but scientists have recovered ash samples from ice cores, looking particularly at Swiss glaciers, and it shows that there was a lot of volcanic ash around at roughly this time. And we've been able to extrapolate from that what the effects would have been, the most obvious one being with all this ash in the atmosphere, the sun's rays wouldn't have got through to the earth, people's crops would have failed, there would have been famine, and because of the famine, people were then weaker and more susceptible to disease. We know from some of the written sources that do exist at this time that, for instance, the bubonic plague, that's the disease that caused the Black Death later, first arrived in the Mediterranean in the year 541, so that's just 4 or 5 years after this, and it killed about a third of people in the Byzantine Empire. So this was a very bad little block of time.
Mm.
And then with all that plague and the famine, obviously the next thing that came along was war.
Mm.
And there were a series of societal collapses. So it wasn't a good time to be living.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. Now, how much of the globe did these sort of ash clouds and you know, 18-month winters affect during this time that we know of?
Well, that's the kind of question that historians hope that scientists can answer for us, because we don't have great written records to tell us exactly what the effects were in different places. Mostly we can look at more recent eruptions and see what effects those have had and kind of project them back. But there is evidence from certain cultures and societies and places as distant from Europe as Peru and Southeast Asia and China, where there is evidence of things going badly, of things like crop failures and snows in July, things that are very unexpected. And almost certainly would have had serious consequences on those societies, which we'd see in written records if they existed.
Mm. Yeah, right. And, I mean, you mentioned that the records are vague and a bit limited. Do we have any understanding of what cultural and religious views at the time have sort of informed people's reactions? Was there a, you know, with the state of religion at the time, was there a thought that this was brought on by our higher power? Do we know anything about these sorts of reactions?
Well, that's the kind of idea which I think we would expect to see at this time. And we certainly see it in later periods where similar things go wrong. The really famous example of this is in Europe in the 1590s, when there's another period of very bad climate and famines and failures. And that's the height of the European witch crazes, when people single out unfortunate women as scapegoats for all this. And so it's quite probable that that kind of thing happened in the 500s as well. There are some historians who argue that it led to the growing popularity of Christianity and a move towards kind of more apocalyptic style understandings of Christianity, and also ultimately to things like the iconoclasm, which emerges in the Byzantine Empire. That's when people don't allow you to have images of Jesus and saints. So there is a kind of more radical approach to religion which may emerge after this. It's just very hard to link that specifically to something like a volcanic eruption.
Does the fact that we did have there was an 18-month winter, and you know, the ensuing plague and wars and things that you mention, does this all contribute to the fact that we don't have very good records of this period of time?
Well, I suspect that it's a very big part of the story, because if you're worried about where your next meal is coming from, or you're afraid that there'll be a raiding party coming over the hill and killing everyone in your village, you don't write things down. You've got other much more pressing concerns. And so that would certainly explain why we don't have as much evidence of things that are written. Of course, if societies are falling apart, then the things which are written, records won't survive. It's difficult, for instance, for an ancient manuscript to survive a city that burns to the ground.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, you can certainly imagine it's not at the forefront at that period of time. Why do you think? I mean, we're seeing a bit of a. I mean, I've recently listened to a podcast about the year 536. There's been this viral TikTok video. You're writing about it. People seem to be taking an interest in, you know, these types of, you know, dark eras of human history, and it might be something to do with, you know, current world events over the last couple of years. Why do you think that people are taking an interest now in 2022?
Well, I think people have always taken an interest in these kind of episodes of catastrophe and doom. I think there's something prurient about it. But also, I mean, one of the reasons I've been writing about it was to help us get our own situation in perspective, that, you know, yes, things have seemed bad, but there are always other times when things have been worse, and there are different lessons you can take out of that. The positive one, which I like to take, is that humanity survived this. It survived much worse problems than COVID, and we'll get through it, and we should concentrate now on rebuilding our lives and enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think after I learnt about 536 recently, I mean, perspective lasts for a finite amount of time, the perspective you gain from something. But I gained this perspective, and it does make you sort of appreciate things a bit more once you get an understanding of certain periods of time that sort of far outshine sort of the troubles we have at the moment. So it is an interesting thing to go back to. Now, if people want to learn a bit more detail about this period of time, where would you direct them?
Well, the first place they can go to is my article on The Conversation.
Okay.
Which has got links through to further reading.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. All right. Well, there's plenty out there. There's podcasts, there's articles, there's further reading about the year 536, a fascinating period of history, and might give listeners some perspective. Dr. Miles Pattenden, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me here on 2SER.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
That was a conversation with Dr. Miles Pattenden, Senior Research Fellow at Australian Catholic University. If you're looking to take a deep dive into the history books, just search history on the 2SER website. My name's Steph Posthuma. This is the Thursday Daily here on 2SER 107.3.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3, FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.